Okay. Now, since we've already gone an hour without even mentioning fanfics, our next
Let's
completely
mention
random like
fanfics.
corner here. What qualities would you expect the ultimate bad Blow Project fanfic to have?
I feel like that's negative. Why don't we talk about what qualities a good one has?
Or what the hell is considered a fanfic? Although,
Remember, we're JB Hip, the land of the dropping pants and love and peace, so let's not go into hater mode here.
Yes, I know, I know. Well, just call it advice mode.
Advice mode, okay.
Advice mode, yeah.
Okay, how to avoid writing fabulously bad HP fanfics. What to
Well, it
avoid?
helps to actually know the characters you're writing.
It does. Yeah.
So writing a character in so that they do quote unquote out of character actions would be bad.
Yeah, because I think the readers will have a hard time like trying to grasp the situation that the character would be in.
I actually can count. Well, for me, is that I have the tendency to write everyone our character, so that's why no one really tends to go through it. But I think for me, it's not really the character as so much as that you have those little quirks that you want to see rather than trying to really kind of read through it overall. Well, that's how I feel though. Because
Not only that, yeah. Go on, go on.
because I have the tendency to do that a lot, so I have the tendency to just go, there's some things where you just want to kind of write them out there, I mean maybe not something totally 180 from what they actually would be, but you want to kind of
Like
go.
Mickey and Yossi doing Rainbow Pink.
Yeah,
Oh
exactly.
God, what the hell, man?
But
Mickey and
I think you want to kind of create attention to their core character. So something that could be developed.
Well,
That you may have seen before, but maybe it's not dominant in them.
Well, I actually thought though that fake Rainbow Pink was in character for Yossi and for Mickey.
Yes, they were in character. They purposely screwed up everything, so they were in character.
There you go.
Well,
They're in character. You need to keep
yeah.
your characters in character.
Just simply because
They, yep.
they were doing it to piss off Kusumi and Sayumi. So they
Well,
were
I can picture them actually being a bit of bullies, so it wouldn't be that off.
So it was really like a pro wrestling heel type promo where the bad guys purposely imitate the good guys and try to spoof them.
Yep. The fun part is they do it twice.
So yeah, like I said, keep them in character in some way.
Definitely.
Now, what was
And that
interesting
also
though?
means you can go on unless you're changing to the subject, in which I will go on.
No, go.
Just say what you gotta say.
Okay. What
Yeah,
also what
just.
yeah. What also matters is the environment you put them in. Like for one, as we all know, Estrella really likes to put I in different situations, like in the role of an assassin or in the role of a maid or in the role of one ridiculously emo person. But either way, somehow, even though she puts I in like vastly different roles, she still puts I in character.
Yeah, so that you can
Attesting
actually
to
believe the situation.
Like for one of her fics, I forget forgot the name of it, unfortunately, where I was the assassin. I think it was Nocturne. Yes, it was Nocturne.
Oh, yeah.
Nocturne. Like, I had a really cool suave kind of role in it, and it's still, and it's not really an I thing. However, she managed to take the core of I, and she trained I as the assassin, and that's how it came out to be the cool suave thingy. So basically, as long as the core character is still there, it should be worth it.
Well, plus, I think I is a little bit mysterious too, so it wouldn't be that off.
Yeah. Like, as long as you give a reason as to why they act like that, that should be good.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, this happened, and then you expect the readers to accept it. Because in reality, people aren't always going to accept things, especially things that are like out of what they're used to or against their morals and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm. For example, let's take Kame Eri. She is a very, very derpy character, as in spacey and whatnot. So it would be like really, really weird to see her as a really strict assassin type character. But you can make you can still make it work if you make her past still derpy, but then she grows to be more mature. That is possible and plausible.
Yep.
So that's one way to do things. If you want to keep your person in character by being out of character. I mean, if you want to go out of character but still stay in character.
At the same time.
At the same time.
It sounds difficult.
More like development throughout that whole story.
Yes.
That type of thing, yeah.
Yes, but it also depends on the skill of the writer.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, the idea is good, and you might have all this great ideas, but how you execute it.
Execution, yep.
Yes.
I've said to Junkie a million times, execution.
Always. I know from experience that, yes.
Yep. It's always about the execution.
Yeah, it really does depend on that, because no matter how good your idea is, if you just, I don't know, I guess what, write it kind of odd or.
Even the simplest of ideas can be executed really beautifully. Like, for example, I would take OTN1's Love Times 2 universe. She writes really simplistically, but she executes it so well that it's like, oh my god, I want to cry.
Well, that's good writing then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think anything that rattles a reader emotionally.
And the thing about that too is that even she writes it simply, and not only that, the plot was simple too. Like it's mainly just about one argument that gets blown out of proportion, and she manages to make it like epic. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just the execution was beautiful, basically.
Well, I think that's also close to reality, too, because sometimes people tend to take small things and blow out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think the fact that it's realistic in some way helps a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
I recently read on a rant in the Writer's Lounge that one person was upset that there weren't more fanfics that did not portray Reyna as a tsundere.
Yeah, tsundere.
As a what?
A tsundere.
Tsundere, he's pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Tsundere? It means like, if I type it out, you will probably know. Look at the window!
Yes, I am looking. I've seen that term.
Yeah, basically it means you're tough on the outside, but soft on the inside. And the most famous quote associated with that is, that pretty much says everything about a tsundere person is, it's not like I like you or anything. Yeah, that's basically.
Well, I think that's kind of close to Reyna. I can picture it being like that.
Well,
yeah, that's the issue, though, that this brings up, that people are tired of seeing Reyna like that.
Well, then how the hell should we write her then?
Especially exactly. since Reyna herself stamps herself herself as she even like throws her own name into it, calling herself Sunda Reyna.
Yeah.
Okay, but how come they complain about Reyna, but why don't they complain about Eddie then? Because Eddie is stuck with that idiotic personality.
The Aho.
Aho. Yes.
And why aren't they complaining about that?
Or because it's Eddie.
Yes, and that's Reyna. And that's Reyna. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Eri admits to being an Aho.
Everyone knows that Eddie is an Aho.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like it's universal knowledge that Reyna will always be Sundere no matter what.
In the second Alohalo for Morning Musume, her and Aika got into an argument. And I think what it was that Aika had like a rhino like observer thing on, and she said, "Oh look, I have a turtle." And Eri goes, "Aika, you might be good at memorizing things, but deep down inside, you're in the Aho just like we are."
Goodness.
So Summary. She's comfortable calling herself a
Goodness.
I just think people shouldn't really stray that far from what their real personalities are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then it just gets, like, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I personally would not probably believe the situation that they're in or their characters. And sometimes when I read fics, like, they'll have a something odd that the character will throw out, and they'll have the other characters believe it, like they accept it, which isn't natural at all, because sometimes things that are odd, people are not going to accept it so easily. And then you lose that grasp of reality, of it being realistic in some way.
What sort of behavior, besides Eri not being an Aho, or Reyna not being a Sundere.
Sundere.
Reyna said that she's kind of impatient, and the stuff that she like favorite foods will always change. So I guess that means she's I don't know what that word is. Fickle? Is that right?
Probably right. I assume.
But for other Hello Project members, what would be considered out of character behavior?
Okay, if they make Eddie someone who isn't shy, like completely
suddenly outgoing.
Yeah, suddenly out of nowhere outgoing. And she's not a klutz and doesn't easily panic.
Hmm.
That would be out of character.
Okay. For example, let's take I. I is a very shy person, and she's really awkward socially, and she admits this. So when we see I all like the party girl out drinking and stuff like that, that's really out of character.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because she complains about things that are like small, minor setbacks.
Mm-hmm. Perfectionist, basically.
Yep.
Now, what would be out of character for Sayumi?
Her saying she's ugly.
Or like something more like she portrays someone else really more like that, but she's not really self-centered.
She's not really all. I don't think she's really all that self-centered. I find her as a caring person too, but she kind of needs that boost to have confidence. So that's why she says that she's cute to herself all the time.
Yeah.
Self-encouragement. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think she is really caring to other people. And she's the one who's always insecure about herself.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. So, a real out-of-character moment for Sayu would probably be if she was suddenly not quite badass, but more like cool, like level-headed, I guess.
Yeah. And if they made her actually good, she was very physical, that'd be out of character.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very physical. Yeah.
Like, oh, saw you on a track team.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would be terrible.
What the hell is she doing there on that track team?
Because Sayu is known as the worst athletic person ever.
Yes, very, very bad. And we've witnessed that through videos.
We've witnessed that countless times, yep.
Except for the fact that all those videos were works that Sayumi is purposely screwing up, because doing athletic things without screwing up isn't cute.
Nope, not really.
Because I think even the Okajo one, you could kind of see.
Yeah, the Okajo one, that was definitely real. While the more later ones, like Hello Morning and stuff like that, that was more scripted. So,
Yeah.
With the Okajo one, that was definitely real. Because because back then, the sixth gen didn't really have characters at the time. So, all they could really do was just try their best and hope that they win. Which Sayu failed miserably.
Yes, lots of that. And I think sort of it's out of character to make her kind of like the mean type of person. I don't know, when I was watching when I was watching some of the variety shows that she did, it felt like it wasn't really her in some way. Like it was just completely an act. She can be witty, but...
Yeah, witty. That's the word for Sayu. She is witty when she...
But the way she is, they have her in there, it's, like, really, like, completely mean. I don't think she actually is like that.
She can if she wants to be. That's what we know.
Yeah, she can, but from reading, like, her blogs, I used to, like, stalk those things. She's actually... I think that she actually cares a lot about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And she can deal very well with odd people, because her sister is actually very, very weird. If you ever read any of her blogs about her,
sister, yeah.
Yes, she freaking eats cat food and then feeds it to her cat.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Wow. And then she said it's very good. And she named her male cat Kathy.
Kathy.
No, Catherine, and calls it Kathy.
Oh, my God.
And she's done the Y balance thing, you know, that Sayu used to do in her underwear, took a picture of it and sent it to Sayu.
Oh, goodness.
So that's why I think Sayu can actually deal very well with Eddie.
I think just anyone dealing with Eddie could deal with anything.
Yeah.
Just Sayu got a head start with her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, her sister's crazy. Like, she didn't have a jacket, so for the winter, she walked around in the covers of her futon in the winter.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, and she was going to go like that to a restaurant with Sayu and her mom, and her mom's like, you can't go outside like that. You can't bring the futon with you. Just bring the covers, and we'll buy you a new coat.
Goodness. Sayu, sister. Goodness.
Wow. I was wondering where Barry's Kobo got the idea of performing in fish outfits.
Or a Momoko in a cockroach suit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. She was a very energetic cockroach.
Yes.
So, what would be out of character for the Berries members?
Who knows Berries here? Because I'm out on this one.
It would probably be more Rokun, but I don't know. It was like, personally, if Momoko wasn't, if she wasn't hyperactive.
Yeah, basically. If Momoko was suddenly cool, that would be.
Risako becoming less an introvert. But like I said, fire itself is sort of that intrigue, though. That she has that introvert type of ability. Yes.
Rokun, we need you on this.
Asking the question of how they would be out of character is kind of a hard question. I think not just because it's kind of almost opposite what you'd expect. I don't know, because, like, you can write, like Yu-chan and such were talking about before, you can write a lot of different things, but,
But?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I think there are just a lot of different ways you could do it, and as long as you, whatever you do, if you write something like that points toward the one of the stronger well-known traits of one of the girls, then I think you're probably pretty okay. Like for Momoko, like you said, if you write her hyperactive and whatever, you can do something. Or maybe, you know, just write her as thinking she's really cute, and actually lately she's been really satirical and like,
through a blog, like, yeah.
Well, that and basically everywhere. I don't know if you've seen the recent TV appearances, but she's really... There's somebody posted on the Hello Online thread about her saying that they're getting a little annoyed with how far she's taken the act and just trying to, like, really stand out. Like, on the... I don't remember which one it was, but I think it was on the one where she got injured. There was one time, I think, when they were going to a commercial, she would just keep doing the, onegai nyan, with the, like, putting her fists up, kind of like they do to imitate a cat, and she was just doing it over and over and over. And
well, that's annoying.
But, yeah. And, well, like, you were talking about with so what... Yeah, with what, like you were talking about with what Essie does with Ai-chan, I mean, you can do a lot of different things with it, but as long as you have something in there that is kind of reminiscent of, I don't know, the girl before, then, or the girl that people know, then it might pretty much work. But, I don't know, I've always been kind of, as you very well know, kind of independent and thinking about this too, because I never really well, it kind of goes back to the question of like, okay, what is a fanfic?
And yes, like, what is a fanfic?
Like, I mean, are you writing something, or are you writing something for entertainment and just to tell a story, or are you trying to write a fanfic and trying to just copy the girls' personalities and characters as well as you can? And in the same way, I mean, how much of an extent will you go to with that? I mean, if you have to, you know, keep really strong character, then it kind of gets to the point, too, where that, okay, so are you actually writing anything original? I mean, you're just writing basically how they are, and I don't know. I guess it's like having the characters and putting them in different situations and seeing how they would react to the different situations, but... The thing that I come across in my fix, though, is that as you put them in those different situations, their characters also change to kind of adapt to that as well. And that, like, happens, especially, like, in my epic-type fix, like, you know, Circle and Sword or whatever. I mean, those are over a long period of time, and a lot happens to the characters that's quite different from what would happen to them in the normal world as celebrity idols. So, I mean, they... you know, can really change into an almost completely different person from where they are. And it really, I mean, it's good to, I mean, the fans like if they can see some of the girls that they like, but really a lot of it, to me at least, is more dependent on the story you're trying to tell as well. And
well, first off, what the hell is original now? The only thing you can probably be original about is put the girls in a situation that no one has wanted to do. Well, fan fiction wise, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, there are different degrees. I mean, you can do, like, just something copying exactly what, like, there are all the fics that people do, which people enjoy, are just like, okay, well, there's this time that somebody described on on their blog or that happened during a show or concert, and like, this is what happened behind the scenes or something like that, where you're not really, you're basically going completely with what was given, right, in the media that we saw. But, or you could kind of go from that and like try to, you know, make it more, I don't know, I guess independent fiction, which I think is more what I, for one, try to do. I mean, make a kind of, maybe not necessarily original story, but unique story, not necessarily directly applied to what's going on in reality. But then again, as fans, most people seem to like hearing the more realistic type stories as well. So kind of, like I said, depends on what you want to do with it.
Well, I don't, I think some people still put them in, like, weird situations. Like, they don't like put them as singers. Yes. Like, they don't put them as singers. I've seen a lot that are like that.
Right.
That's always fun.
Yes, that is always fun, which is why I try to keep my mm-hmm. stories, like, with that theme. Mm-hmm.
But overall, like I said a while ago, it really, well, like actually you said a long while ago, it's all about execution.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true. Because mm-hmm. my fic, This Thing Called Love, was actually kind of based off of Ray Rev's Ton of Comet high school story. And my characters are in high school, but I had put a different spin on my story, so it was completely different.
And the execution was different too, like yep. the writing style. Totally, yep.
But people still liked it, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't exactly copying, like ripping off everything.
Like the concept may be the same, but it's still a different story, no matter how you look at it.
Yep. Oh, I got another one. What about length? Like, is it important to anyone that it has to be long? A chapter has to be long? A one shot has to be long? Or it?
Honestly, I don't really care. But unfortunately, the ones I actually do like actually have short chapters. it's just coincidence, it just happened that way. That they have.
Oh wait, you're still going? You can go on.
Stop interrupting.
I'm sorry.
I think one thing that I do end up liking is having a lot of dialogue though. And that's what I mean, even though it may seem a little longer, it's actually shorter in general in trying to explain it. So I mean, because of the dialogue, you have a lot of length given to it. On the certain writers, I do like though.
Well, to me, length is very important because the way I see it, authors who publish books, their chapters and the book itself is not short. So I kind of use that as my model that it should be kind of long at least. So when I make chapters, I try to make them at least 3 pages long. And in between those 3 pages, I try to put an even amount of dialogue and detail. Because if it's just all dialogue, then you're just basically writing a script. And mm-hmm. to me, that isn't even a fic anymore. It's a script.
There you go, Junkie's answer to what makes a bad fic.
What? That is not my answer.
Do not write it entirely in dialogue.
Really? If you want me to talk about that subject, I can like go on for an hour at least, and then get pissed off at the end.
Okay, so length in regards to me. Personally, I don't mind any type of length. It's just I really like it when they keep my attention. Like I've read stories where the length was long and the length of a chapter was long and the words were grammarly correct and all that. But the issue I had with it was that it kind of bored me. Like some parts I just couldn't bear going through because it was just too boring. So I had to skim kind of. So basically what's important to me rather than length is just in general keeping my attention.
Well, as long as
Yeah, as long as you keep my attention, any length is acceptable for me. Oh, and in regards to what you said before, Junkie, about the whole, like, long chapters thing because of the whole book thing, I've read books where chapters were, like, varying. Like, some chapters were, like, 50 pages long, but there was one chapter that was only one page long, but it was still a good chapter for some reason. So it is possible.
That's a good writer.
Yeah, so, it is possible to do things like that, though.
Well, the books I read, the chapters are pretty long. Mm-hmm. I've read a couple of books that were like that. So I use them as more of my structure.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been doing lately, too, with my K-pop fix. Like, basically varying lengths. As long as it adds to the effect that you're aiming for, it should be good.
Mm-hmm. Balance, I think balance is important. You can't have too much detail because you can lose your reader like that because they're getting bored.
Yeah.
But then the dialogue itself, if it's not interesting, you're just going to bore them too.
Mm-hmm.
So good dialogue, it makes, for me, if the dialogue is very good, with at least some detail, I'll enjoy the story a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, for me, I kind of have a different take on that, as much as I think fanfics aren't really like books. They're more like serialized fiction. Because we're not putting them all up in one shot. So, to me, it works better for me if the chapters aren't too long. Unless the person is, like, really good in terms of being a writer.
Yep.
So,
well, eventually they'll get there to being good. I think I have. I've been writing fics since I was like 12 years old, but I've been writing stories since I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah, I'm pretty much at that place where I'm pretty much content with what I'm writing, with my writing style, so I'm pretty much good.
Yeah, see, I'm still working on that, but I've at least distinguished my writing style.
Yep. Like, I know, like, yeah, I know I have room for improvement, but I acknowledge that I've got my style, basically.
Yeah. And everyone's just different, like, I guess.
Yeah.
Do people prefer simple writing style, or do some people prefer things that were a little bit at least complex?
Yeah, that's all in the eye of the beholder. So
I think it varies a lot, and
it's all about the reader opinion.
Yeah, yep. I mean, if I think main thing for is that I really look past the writing style and more just look into the content. If it works, you know, it's fine. But if it's just so, like, you know, if it doesn't interest me, you know, I'll probably pass on it. So, and that's kind of the harsh part about the whole thing is that even though, I mean, before I had the job I have now, I used to read a lot of them, but just never commented on them. And I'll comment to the ones who are, you know, they seem to put up a very interesting story, simplistic or maybe a little bit more complex in either way. But for me is that I kind of know more or less what the audience I have, so really the writing style can just adapt to your audience. Well, that's how I feel, though. Maybe other people may feel a little differently, but because I already know who's already there already, I can just kind of adapt and, okay, well, you know, I can keep doing this, but I cannot keep with the same theme every so often. I have to change it. That's why I have so many incomplete fics as of now than what I had before.
Well, I think that's why it's always good to challenge yourself. Basically write things that either no one has written or you personally haven't written. Like, one of my fics, I have never written a fic where the characters were adults. And I'm talking like over the age of 20. So I want to really try that and see what comes out. It's hard, but like, I think as a writer, fanfic writer, it'll be good for you.
And going off of what Kudo said about Actually, I forgot now. Shit.
Audience?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Audience adapting to the writing style?
No, it was after that. It was, well, I know what I was going to say, but I forgot.
Incomplete fanfics.
Fanfics?
Oh, wait, no, I remember now. It's the whole style-changing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did something with one of my, with my first JP Hip fic, which was Our Cursed Gift. What I did, I'm assuming that the audience, like, chose to read my story because it was fantasy, it was funny, it was, like, a romantic sitcom almost. But then I took a very, very angsty turn for the worse, and it just wouldn't stop. So I lost a lot of readers that way because they got disinterested in all the angst.
Yeah, well, unlike me, I'm like addicted to that stuff. That,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess what happens when
I'm. I guess in a way is that you just go with the ebb and flow of everybody, though. Yeah.
So different genres in a fic is very important, then.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I said, balance.
Yeah, definitely. I need to. Yeah, so I've learned that balance now.
Yeah, I've already noticed that stuff. Like, even movies have a balance. Just like something's gonna be horror, but it's not always gonna be horror in there. They're gonna have like maybe two characters who fall in love or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or have a comedic sense to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's something really stupid that happens throughout. Mm-hmm. No, but I think it happened. I think I sort of had to do that twist from my Sniper Girl one. Was that because they already accomplished the mission, what the hell they're gonna do? And I really wanted to continue on with the fic, so I did something where I adapted them going from the more of the tougher streets of Japan per se to Hawaii, which was more less, well, it was more lax than anything else.
All this talk about genre consistency has me really worried now that I'm going to start getting hate mail for my current fic.
Don't worry. No one really bashes anyone.
No one bashes anyone in JPA. We are made of love and peace.
Yeah, unlike me where I was on a different forum, I got bashed like twice. But I was only 12. What the hell do you expect from a 12-year-old?
Yeah, goodness.
Why would somebody bash a fanfic?
I kind of went off angry on one, so yeah, I kind of learned my lesson from there.
Well, trust me, there's plenty of fics right now that piss me the hell off, but I'm actually kind enough to not bash them.
Actually, if you go to fanfiction.net, they now bash you. They really bash you now.
Yeah, I've received a couple of that. Then I got pissed off and was like, screw this shit, and I left. But sometimes when people not bash, but like criticize. Yeah. They're actually right. Like sometimes they can be right, but then comes the whole pride thing and people get mad.
And what makes me like upset a lot is if a comment only consists of what I need to work on and that's it. All they say is you made this mistake, that's it. Not even a, like, oh, your fic is good. So that usually ticks me off a lot.
Yeah, I think some praise is actually good.
Yeah.
To do that. But, and there are, when I read fics, there are some good things about it. But there are also some bad things that I don't like about it as well.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a little too tough.
Pretty much, but yeah.
A good balance.
I think for me, I just kind of adapted with it. It's just, you know, you won't get too much of the bashing, but you're going to get most of the good coming out of it. And you just want to just, I mean, as long as you have that feel, you're just going to keep going at it until someone goes, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
They're just like, stop.
I don't think anyone's going to do that at JP Hip, which is kind of a good thing, but also a bad thing, because no one is really going to improve if you just don't, you know, if you don't say anything and just keep praising.
Yeah.
The person will be blind to their mistake.
Mm-hmm. Some of you weren't here back in the day, but I think Junkie remembers. Loser 87 and I, we started a writer's boot camp.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I was too scared to actually go there, by the way.
Oh, but yeah, basically what you do at the boot camp is you'd either submit your story publicly and we can critique it publicly, or you could submit it privately and we will critique it privately. Either way, what we do is that we help you fix whatever things you need, and like, I hear a baby.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, don't look at me, man. That was just my niece. Relax.
Okay. But yeah, basically what Loser and I would do is just sort of correct the writing. Like, we would look at someone's style and then try to make them improve upon their style. And of course, we got a lot of flack for doing that. Like, a lot of people were like, oh, you shouldn't do this. It's like school, and we don't want to be reminded of school. Or, and I remember another comment saying that that we're basically molding people into our definition of a good writing style.
Well, those are people who don't actually use their brains, then.
But I mean, I think that is a fear. I think regardless, though, is that. You try to do the best that you want to help them, but you don't want to make them you.
That's well, you're not. The difference between helping is like you're not going to make someone into you. You're going to work on what they are good at, and explain what they might want to work on or what their weaknesses are.
But yeah, the thread is still there on the Writer's Lounge, I believe.
No one ever touched it again.
Yeah, no one ever touched it again. But yeah, basically, so we did have some public critiquing, so you could look at that. And of course, Loser and I sort of went off tangent a few times, did a little fan service, and yeah.
I think it would be kind of good to actually have that again.
Yeah, it would be good. So why not revive that? That would be good.
Yeah, but who the hell would be the people reviewing then?
Me.
Just you? Well, I'd offer, but I don't know how much I would actually be useful.
I think any type of critique for anybody, I would be open to it, though. But the thing for now is that I'm kind of in the middle of doing something, but it's a little bit evil towards the age restriction as of now. So hint on that one. But it's something what I've read before. Where it's kind of forbidden, and it sort of adds to the, I guess, the mystique of a lot of things. So
God, it's missing.
What is missing?
The thread I was just talking about, the boot camp.
Oh
thread.
Shoot!
It's gone.
Really?
It's gone. Why is it gone?
She didn't eliminate it though.
No,
I don't. All I know is that Loser, the previous fanfic mod, she quit. And she deleted all of her posts, and I think that topic was her post, so that ended up getting deleted.
What? Really? Oh, that really sucks, man.
I found it.
Where?
I found it.
Where?
It's in the Writer's Cafe.
I am in the Writer's Cafe.
It's the
What's
third
it titled?
From the top. Writer's Bootcamp. What?
No, it says Writer's Kohaku.
No, third from the bottom. Third from the bottom. Not third from the top.
Third from the... Oh, bottom. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It still exists.
Okay, it still exists. Okay.
You were going to panic.
I had a heart attack.
It would be interesting to do that again, but... Who the hell would actually sign up there? I think people would be scared.
I definitely know Rokuna and Essie would definitely volunteer for it, and I would too.
I wouldn't mind helping out, although I'm not that confident.
But, I'm just gonna put my stories in there and gonna get like, watch it get shredded. But then that will only help me for now. I think I really do need it.
But at the same time, it helps. I think it would help make the community a little more lively, because when Loser and I did it, we got popular in the forum. But
I notice you. You're not in the
I was thinking maybe I should get back to, maybe I should revive the boot camp.
I think it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. I need to get my presence back in.
Yeah, I haven't actually been posting either, so I'm pretty sure I'm almost forgotten as well.
Yeah, I'm totally forgotten. And I'm pretty sure the new writers don't even know me, so...
Yeah. Oh, the new writers. Yeah. They probably don't know anyone that much except themselves. Hmm.
Well, it varies, though.
It varies.
Like we had to... Like, I mean... Oh, let's go see. You know, Sarangai had to get her chapter up. And I think everyone sort of got, you know, fell in love with her, if I remember correct. I think Gracula is probably the one because of Essie.
Yeah, just have her show up in your thread and instant popularity.
Everyone goes into there. I think it just varies for how people see it. Is that I think you're gonna have a lot of them reading. I mean, it's probably 90%, if not 95% of the whole thing, right? I think it's a lot of it is just fears that they don't wanna get like slashed and whatnot. But
I don't think I would actually do that though.
Well, I mean,
like critiquing. I had a couple of my professors in my art class actually say I'm good at critiquing. So I'm pretty confident that I won't, like, humiliate the person or be mean to them.
Well, I mean, you presented the word balance to it. So if you present the balance to it, you know, the best thing is that sugarcoat it at the beginning and then slice them at the end. I mean, that's just how you see it, though. But I mean, but that's build up the confidence, but then bring them back down again, just to make sure that, you know, there is something to it. I mean, honestly, you know, there isn't too much stuff I've seen where, you know, you want to really, you know, critique on. But no, maybe it's just something that you don't particularly like. You want to bring it up. If they don't change, then it's not your fault because you already said your opinion already. Correct, right? So.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, I think. The primary thing is that in real life you get critiqued every day. you get your good stuff, you get your bad stuff, but the whole point is that you want to continue learning, so you got to take it as it is.
So. And that's what you do with fan fiction. You learn, although some people like to say that it's fan fiction, so it shouldn't be taken seriously. Because it's not really like you're a professional writer.
Yeah, I was just reading the comments, and one person wrote that the whole notion of fan fiction should be fun, and if she has to do anything that's reminiscent of school, which is boring, then she's not having any of it. So, yeah.
But fan writing can be fun. It can. It was a hobby for me. It was my outlet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw it as an artistic way to see, because I've drawn most of my life, and when I came upon fan fiction, I thought it was the same thing as drawing, but you're doing it with words.
Yeah, but what she was saying was how with the boot camp we're making it too serious. That's what she had the issue with.
I didn't think you were being serious
either. Yeah.
Can I suggest an analogy?
Sure.
I sort of compare fan fiction to backyard basketball. The people who play backyard basketball do not play basketball at the same level of NBA players. Mm-hmm. And people who write fan fiction usually don't write at the same level as professional writers. But people play backyard basketball because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. But when you throw in a mean coach in there, that's when things get awkward. And I think that's what happened with the boot camp.
Right.
I just think that people perceived it as the wrong way.
Yeah.
But
mainly because I think Loser and I were really, we really slaughtered the fix. So.
If the thing is bad, it's bad. I mean, critiquing isn't always going to be, it's going to be personal no matter what, because it's someone else's piece of work. And they're going to be personal about it because they put all their emotions, all this hard work into it. Like, if something is bad, it's bad. That's it. Like, with me with drawing, every time I draw, I mean, it's personal to me, but I understand that what someone says is, like, right. And I notice that, oh, there's my mistake. You're right. Okay. so I'll just go and fix it. Just go and get better. But some people, especially like the younger ones, they don't see it that way. They see more as it too personal, and then they just get like angry.
Well, I mean, if somebody shows up and starts coaching in backyard basketball, you know, it could be the gentle thing. Well, if you turn your body a little bit this way, you'll have a higher percentage on your shot. Or, what the hell are you doing?
Well, that's yelling at someone. I prefer to talk to people in an intellectual way when I review things. Mm. I don't want to give them any personal attacks like, oh, this is crap. You don't know how to write. You suck. I don't. That's not intellectual to me. That's just being an asshole or being an idiot.
But at the same time, you don't want to be too intellectual to the point where you're condescending. You want to be able to have a good balance of, how should I say this?
What, praising?
Yeah, pretty much. Just as long as you don't sound like you're stuck up, that's good.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't really do that. I don't do that. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, I guess, I mean, I'll be willing to put up a chapter.
Does that mean that the thread is, like, in business again?
I will put up one. I'll put up the first chapter of the new fic and see where it will go, because I know. But the thing is, I kind of figured where it's coming, you know, where I'm going to, what I kind of need work on. But the thing is, I'm kind of being kind of ignorant of it for now because no one's telling me. So.
Wait, but that means you, Chan, you have to work on that thread thing.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a new one.
You're going to make a new one?
Yeah.
Well, if you want me to help you, I'll help you.
Yeah.
We just have to gather people who are willing to sit together and comment on the same thing, and I will post color codes and stuff like that of our epicness.
Yay, color codes!
Color code!
Yes. Who doesn't like color in their notes or like people pointing out stuff?
Yep, and it's a good way to like get ourselves out there. Good promo.
Maybe you guys could call it Project Fanfic.
I'll think of a name.
Yeah.
Well, we'll probably think of a name.
The name will come later,
name.
But the idea is still there.
Yeah, the idea is still there.
Yep. Let's see. Is there any other? I think I pretty much said what I have to say. What is considered a fanfic? For me, it has to be a good length, and of course, a balance. By a balance, it's not just genre; it's also with dialogue, the amount of detail. And sentence structure and wording. Like sometimes in description, it would be good to have a short sentence to summarize something, followed by a long sentence, followed by another short one or whatever. Really, it's really important to find that delicate balance.
Well, for me, because of more of the poetic background, I kind of like rhythm to it too. But I mean, not really particularly that it you're gonna always look at it as rhythm. It's just it's already in your mind that how this is going to be. You know, you're just kind of like that already. It's going back up and down, up and down, up and down.
So
and
what, like notes?
No, well, I mean, you know, you're just reading it and you're like, you see where the rhythm, how the rhythm of each of the sentences are. I mean, it's already in my mind, so I just kind of read it and it's already there. So that's how you kind of do it. So, I mean, it works. I mean, you don't have to be really particular about it. But it's just because it's already in your mind. That's because it's all the same thing where you write. You're kind of, if you write in rhythm, it's all in rhythm. So, it just comes out like that.
Well, I feel that sometimes just having something in your head can kind of be a bad choice. Because me, I used to do that, but like, now I have so much that I can't get it down on paper, and I forget. So I make a lot of notes now. And, like, the most detailed notes possible.
Yeah, that
works for some people.
Same.
Yeah, what helped me a lot is that I basically wrote an outline to the characters, what their role were, what their personality was, their background, their age, all that stuff. And that actually helped me a lot. Like, I actually had a structure to work with when making a story, rather than just looking at a blank page and just writing it.
But it also keeps you in remembering how the character should be in the fic you're writing too, right?
Yep, and it keeps a reminder of the tone. What I find is that if you can't find the tone of the story that you're making, it's gonna be more difficult. It's difficult for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how important in fan fiction is fan service?
A lot. It's extremely. Everyone is always interested in pairings, and yes, they're not going to be interested in male female pairings.
Not an HP.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of learned that lesson a long time ago, but
I think the only form of exception of that is gender bending.
Yeah, I remember Little Hams writing something with some gender.
Oh, yeah. She made it work for me. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, she made it work, so that was good. Yep. The fic we're talking about is Little Hams. I forgot the title of it now, but it had I, Gaki-san, and Kohaku as men.
Yes.
And men of a host club, and their respective pairings, of course, like, get into it, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was a good, that's another good writer, though. I like her fix.
Lil Hams, yeah.
She converted me into a Kamishige fan.
Tee-hee.
Yeah, after that, I was pretty much sealed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she started, like, the Rokis pairings and all that, so,
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys would recommend that after each chapter, people should write up special omakis after each chapter and put them in the adult section of the fan fiction.
Say what? We never said that.
Whoa. I don't get the question.
I don't get it either. Where did this come from?
Well, if fan service is important,
uh-huh,
then should people, after each chapter they write, write an additional omaki to their chapter that's so filthy that they have to put it into the adult section of the fan fiction?
No, it really just depends. There's different levels of fan service.
Yeah.
And when you put it in there, when you put it in that section, sometimes it's just not going to work. Like, sometimes I feel that people put chapters in a per section just to get more readers, and that's kind of, like, low.
I've never done that. So,
like, with this thing called Love, it was, like, that fic needed to have that, like, and it felt like it was right when I put it like that.
Deleted scenes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or basically scenes uncensored.
Yes.
The European version of the story.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, sometimes.
But yes, the fan service is pretty different in each one.
Depends on the,
like, yep. Even something as simple as hand holding can get people really excited.
Yeah, or like cuddling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works too. It's called fluff, and we love it.
Yes, I love it a lot.
Fluff.
That's why I put it in there all the time. And anything cute, like, you know, they'll like it. Like, it can be done through having the two characters have a conversation. They don't really, they don't really touch.
And for those who like sexiness, there's always suggestive dialogue.
Yes,
for fan service. Or, of course, having them talk with some sort of, like, epic sexual tension or something like that.
Oh, yeah, people go crazy for the sexual tension.
Yeah, people definitely go crazy.
Like that recent chapter, yeah.
But, yeah, it just depends on the concept, the content, how the story is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it needs it, just put it in. But
yeah, don't just put it in because you want to gain readers or you have no idea what the hell you're really doing, but you'll put it in there anyways.
Yeah, But like for, I think like for me though, it's just, it always needs something. So even though writing something even with berries is even more, is even difficult without it, because it tends to develop that sort of relationship to it. So it always has something that comes up into it, but it never goes into the first section because I never wanted to even develop to that. That's why I have a lot more on the one shots in there than in the actual chapters.
Well, one shots can be good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's better off seeing a story in just like in a one shot than in chapters.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
But what I find though is that sometimes because of that, one shots can be kind of more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're restricting yourself for not putting out any more parts to it to actually make a developed story.
Yeah. Like you have to try and put as much background or character development mm-hmm. into that, because if you're not, then this one shot's just gonna be you're basically writing with no structure and you expect people to understand what the hell's going on. Like well sometimes it's good. Like sometimes smut one shots are good. But but it really depends. It depends. Mm-hmm. Mostly it depends on my mood. Like, okay, I feel like reading this one day, I felt like reading it, then I might like it. But sometimes when I do read it, it's just like really crappy and there's no consistency in there.